He just got to where he's mean.
Yeah.
They couldn't come to that pump and get no water. I got rid of it.
You know, dogs don't like niggers either.
No. And did you know one thing? A dog knows when you're scared of him and when you're not.
Yeah.
And you go to shying for the dog, he knows you're scared of him, but you just keep on walking, you know. Most of them won't pay you no attention. But these niggas go up and down the road, they're always chunking at him, deviling him. And they deviled him when he was a puppy, and I never did get out of it.
Yeah. What would you say to a dog, your dog, if you wanted to get after somebody?
And get him.
Now, if a dog was coming at you on the road, what might you do? Pick up a.
If he's coming towards me to bite me, I'd pick me up a club if I could find one.
What if you're on a gravel road? You might.
I'd pick up some gravel and see if I could stop him the other way.
Yeah. Find you a big.
If I was finding a big rock or something, we'd stop him. But
yeah.
I never did have no trouble with dogs wanting to bite me. I was always friendly with them. I didn't have trouble. I didn't have mine, the only one they ever bitten. Bitten in the whole house.
That's something, but you got dog.
I got dog bitten in my
own house. Man, that's pretty good. Well, Mr. Mitch, I wanted to ask you about hogs. Well, I get around to all the sort of things you raise, but tell me about when you raise hogs. What did you, how'd you raise them? Where'd you keep them usually?
I don't know, keep them out there in a pen.
Uh-huh.
You know, fence you up a pen.
Yeah.
And keep them in there. Fix your trough and feed them in.
Did you have a place?
Maybe? Shed. I had a little shed sitting right out there where they used to stay.
And little one was called a what when it was first born?
Pigs. Little pigs.
What about a male?
Male hog?
Yeah.
That's all around knew they called him was a male.
Uh-huh. Yeah, just a little male.
Yeah, he'd be a pig, but yes, he'd grow to be a big male.
Uh-huh. When you didn't want a hog to grow up to be a...
A male, you castrated him.
Uh-huh.
See, they call themselves marking them. Take them balls out. How will that stuff getting all that tape?
Cut him, huh?
Cut him.
Yeah. Then you do to a female. What do you call an unbred female?
They did. Let's see now. I used to call it spaying them to keep them from having pigs.
Uh-huh.
They cut in them someplace there and take some little something out. And then she wouldn't have any pigs. So they call it spaying them.
Why were they spaying?
Well, they didn't want them to have no pigs, they just use them for meat.
Raise them for meat, huh? I see. You know what a gilt was?
Yeah, gilt's a young, it's just a young hog.
I see.
See, they call them a gilt until they bring pigs, and then they call them a sow.
Uh-huh. And a male would be a...
He'd just be a pig until he got up big enough, you know, to service. And they call him a male. Just like a boy growing to a man.
Except boys don't get cut.
Some of them do, some of them.
Yeah, well. Back in far off days in old kingdoms, I heard.
Some of these boys get out and wish they had been cut, I think.
Yeah.
We better stop that kind of mess. You'd have it all wet teeth.
Yeah, you're right. Now, I don't care. You can say what you want. It don't matter. what was a shoat? Was that a
shoat?
Yeah.
It's just a young hog. Yeah, between a grown hog and a pig.
I see. And then a male hog was a... What about a hog that had been castrated? He was...
That's what you call a barra.
Barra. Yeah. How'd you call your hogs in when you feed them?
Call them whoopee.
Do it for them.
Whoopee.
Yeah.
Whoopee.
Like that.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. What sort of buildings would you have on the farm? Tell me about them.
Well, we used to have what they call a cotton pen. You know, where you pick your cotton and put it in it.
Uh-huh.
And until you get a bale, then you take it out there and put it on your wagon and haul it down.
Get some money.
Maybe. If you didn't know it all.
Hell, most of the time they wouldn't give you.
Most of the time you didn't get nothing but a due bill.